It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. That's right. Welcome to CRS, Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. As we're closing out Black History for 2021, I am thinking about this last episode of Real Housewives. As they went down into the Isle of Palm, where I'm from in South Carolina. So we're going to get into that this beautiful, beautiful day. But we also want to acknowledge that over here in the Middle East, as we do know, the blackest melanated people are some of the aboriginal people of the Middle East. And shout outs to everyone in Kuwait celebrating Kuwait Liberation Day on the 25th and the 26th earlier this month. This is a time of the year where I just see the signs and I wonder how connected we really are in 6 degrees of separation. For instance, my first time seeing a Kuwait national holiday turn up was so different from the 4th of July in the typical America. It was filled with these Crown Victorias that would have all the window screen printed with the images of the Sheikh, just real hood behavior and familiarity with the culture. Such amazing alliances with sitting out in the beach and having the barbecue that's in culture for Black America. Just so many ties of what it is to be a melanated person and celebrating liberation. There were so many, not so many coincidences, but truly synchronicity with celebrating. So we want to give shouts out to those people out there who we want you to stay safe in the Middle East, brothers and sisters, wherever you are in the world. If you're celebrating in the Middle East out here with us, no matter what happens in a country nearby, we all reach out and celebrate. So yes, let's get into today's topic. Real Housewives of Atlanta recently took a trip, girls trip, closing out Black History Month with a girls trip to my home, South Carolina. When I watched this episode, I recently was talking to a dear friend who lives here in the Middle East with me. She's from South Carolina too. Shout out to my homegirl. Lives just a few minutes up the road. So she's calling like, hey girl, hey, did you see the episode? And we're talking and we're like, girl, the shark. And we're remembering, like, we are South Carolinians out in the Middle East just thinking about childhood and Myrtle Beach and Charleston beaches and the sharks in the water that we were always very aware of. The coincidences that it wasn't us that was getting bit. And just going down memory lane. When I think of the sharks, it unlocks the transatlantic slave trade and why those sharks are still infesting the waters in like schools of fish, schools of sharks. So, I look back to 1865, when slavery was abolished in America, and we understand that up until that supposed point, for hundreds of years, a food supply to sharks and underwater system, just like a grocery store, the ultimate Walmart, through many, many measures of the transatlantic slave trade, whether it was the insured cargo that they knew, the person knew, the captain knew, okay, I start out with this many, they're all insured, I usually end up with this many on the other side, there will be sacrifices. That became food for the sharks. The element of the mother giving birth, and how that had to be without the medical systems that we rely on today, whether or not she chose to bring her child onward to the unknown journey or to sacrifice her child to the waters to give him back to the heavens. Food for the sharks. whether it was the ones who just rebelled and said, you know what, I will not. And they became. There are so many hundreds of unknown stories about that food system that supplied through my melanated people more than any other race for the sharks. Those sharks in that episode, how she caught the shark, and I remember going fishing with my father. I remember the element of my father's fishing boats and my mother having to be the woman who had the green thumb. Whether it was a farmer's almanac or studying the moon, the earth, the sky, the elements all there in between, as is above, so below, the sharks connected to our history. When I watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta, to see Portia and Marlo and all those women experience my home. On the waters, the Oshun, knowing that my Oguns, our Ogun, has their back, Yim and Ya, all of that. It was so nice, and I know that feeling when they brought up the shark just and released back in the celebration of watching that. The protectiveness of knowing that we are very much connected as they were to the soil of the land as we welcome you to South Carolina. Make sure you just know that those ports, Charleston, those beautiful ports that I call my home, are not a place of embarrassment anymore for me. Well, not forever for me, but an embarrassment for some, for what they started. But the sharks, I'm telling you, that element of knowing that history in itself unlocks this beautiful pattern. So as we close out Black History Month, we want to seek that inner healing, that connectiveness to the water. Next time you go out and you are at the shores or you are by water or any place, think about those sharks. Think about the aspect of the food source system that the melanated people had provided for the hundreds and hundreds of years. Think of those sharks. You know, when you eat something, you're actually transmuting the foods and it's a part of your DNA structure. You know, the fins and just the element of surprise when these women really thought it was a dolphin. It's also just a reminder of how life will have us, you know, even for a moment, to not be grounded in the strength of what is against illusion versus reality. And the strength of one woman to bring up, and even the passing of the baton, like they pass the fishing rod. It's a reminder how we are truly the beneficiary. See, all of those sacrifices made into the water are just like the peach trees of the sacrifices of the lives and the soil, or many trees throughout the diaspora that have the stories of lynchings. You see, when you are by the water, when you are by trees, when you are living and breathing and ingesting the air and the opulence of life itself, there should be an awareness, especially as we close out this Black History Month, that you are indeed the beneficiary. Everybody, I tell you, everybody that came through the transatlantic slave trade as fodder for the sharks, the very thing that they long for to seek the meat when they come to the beaches today. And science is coded as, you know, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. Of knowing that you had a food system that supplied melanated meat for all those years of slavery underwater would nearly draw you closer and closer in to the humans. You are the beneficiary. What does that mean? It's as if your ancestors are looking out from the heavens and like, look, look at it, look. Now you know we can't trust that one. Heart ain't in the right place, just lying. But look at this one, and they're looking at you, knowing that there is so much life force energy that never dies, that as their beneficiary, there's so many manifestations that if you could only conceive in your mind that the majority of the ones lynched were by accident, which articles would say, hey, we lynched the wrong one, we're still out here looking for the right one, or the number one reason why people either entered the ocean or were lynched from the trees is because they were of the strength and the high value, high net worth individuals, businessmen, Black Wall Street lynched. You, beneficiary, they passed the baton to you. That which was so strong that they would not be emasculated, energy never died. You are the beneficiary. That which was here is always here. And the connectedness of the diaspora orphans, you are their beneficiary. As they look out and we connect and understand that the systems of the sharks is consequence, but is in my favor. And when you can wake up every single day and just understand that everything is working for my good, everything is working for my good. You will look into the ocean, into the streams of the rivers, and see the fish, see the schools of shark, and see the beauty, see the ancestors. Get the energy of the vitamin D of the sun, and all of history keeps repeating, but only you have begun. There is an ancestral connection that I hope that the women of the Real Housewives of Atlanta felt when they went to my home, South Carolina. I hope there is a peace that passes all understanding and a strength of healing within that soil, that if anybody ever comes home, they feel the comfort of those old blankets grandma used to create with patch quilts of our ancestry being our only language of linguistics that told a story of our entire family life. Priceless. If only the people would see the connectiveness of the shores and the food source and the importance of self-sustainability and relying on the ancestors' high net worth value systems entrusted in us to be the energy that never dies, that continues to sustain us. As we close out Black History Month, may we enter into a space of thriving and never relying on one source of income. Limitless blessings and abundance in all of us, and knowing that each of us have value and a skill set. I've heard of people who have had COVID 5 times, so if you are sitting here and never had it once, give thanks. Start a business. Reap the tax rewards. We'll understand it better by and by, and actually find the solutions for your own infrastructure, for your neighborhood. Use your talent and be unstoppable. Know thyself and be filled with wealth. Know thy story and be filled with glory. live organically in that space wherever you are. Whatever you are doing, just live organically. Be your authentic self. I wish you all a life of luxury, man. I'm telling you, it is an amazing thing to manifest the lifestyle that I'm living. And to knowing that as you unlock your own inner ancestry, your acoustic records that goes beyond the ages of a lineage that you come from, a remembrance of the opulence and the luxury that you had been accustomed to, and everything else that was colonized was just a small blink of an eye compared to the long, long timeline of romantic heights and making and hatching plans, of business abroad, of people extraordinary. May you live out your ancestors' wildest dreams and overstand truly who you are, whose you are. One of the worst things a melanated person can do is to not know who you are and allow other cultures to truly know and love and reverence information about your culture, your people, your advancements that you don't even know. When they look upon you and they know something that you don't know, it's time to reverse that. As we close out Black History Month, change the trajectory, manifest bigger paychecks, money manifestations, change your circle, grow, glow, detox, fast. One of the beautiful things that I found in this culture was something called Ramadan. As we go into, you know, upcoming months, people waited until the summertime when the body would be less inclined to need the foods that we need in the winter months. As we look into all the heritage of what it takes to just live out our best life, we think of the upcoming seasons and we prepare for our own personal Ramadan, the sacrifices that we will make in order to be greater. No matter if it's food, or if you're sacrificing some of that extra money so that you can get your LLC. Keep in mind, people, that the shark attack is you. The shark tank, you get in, you have your elevator pitch for your business now because you got your LLC up and you're sitting here on Clubhouse platforms and different platforms because you're surrounding yourself with people who are already at the level in which you aspire. As you manifest those alliances with giving your pitch in the Shark Tank rooms of Clubhouse, as you take the information and the critiques that are given and you use them, you use those critiques to improve in areas in which people who are already manifesting their very best life in that category are giving you the finest critiques. Oh, the limitless blessings that come with alliances and networks and connections and coming back as you come out of the shark tank unbitten. It doesn't matter if you get it the first time or if you're just getting the information on how to improve, you will navigate through the shark tank. And surely you will have a shark tale to tell in the very end, because the history is so important as you take your children on journeys of travel and out to the beaches. May they understand that the food source, the entire food source for so very long, for the shark's tale, has been the melanated people for thousands of years that come upon that transatlantic currency as the flow of the waters go and the fish, sharks are certain to find food there for so long, that their ancestors found for so long, are only coming to tell the shark tale. The reminder that the same way you might be a Taurus, the bull, a Leo, the lion, every last one of us have a shark's tail. We have a tale, a journey, a story to tell. It is not enough to just exist. We won't continue to just simply sit by and merely exist. Let's live. Unlock your inner ancestry and live out your ancestors' wildest dreams. As we close out this Black History 2021, unlock your inner ancestry and live out your ancestors' wildest dreams. That one day, your shark's tail will be a journey that brings others to a shark tank where you're the deciding factor. May you always be the lender. And if you have to be the borrower, know the system. The green goal and the darkness, the hue, the richness of you and the soil beneath you. You are everything to the elements of water, earth, air. You are fire, my people. And I thank you. I welcome you all to come when this world heals up and everyone is back on the planes, 100%, 200% traveling. Come home. If you know that you know that you know that you know that your auntie, your uncles, all had a mama that lived in the South, come home. If you don't know the people, you can still come home to the Myrtle Beach, the Isle of Palms. So many places to be connected to the trees. Go to a plantation for all other wrong reasons. Got your ancestors, check up on the spirit, hug a tree, honey. Get connected. Put the soil up underneath your feet. Pull your shoes off and just connect. Go out to the ocean. And as the ebb and flow of the water, tell yourself one truth. You are money. You are currency. And the fish, the sharks, they dwell in your home. Like a fish in a tank. As small as you make your tank is as small as your fish will grow. You already know. The larger the tank, the bigger the tank. It will grow. As we close out this Black History Month, reach out and support that green goal. Support other businesses. That's how you get it done. Your products, look around, your consumption. Be really, really intentional. That's how you manifest. Bless up, honor your ancestors. Think about them. Understand that energy never dies. As you go into Black History every single day, make sure that these are more the things that you decide to share. There is so much more to us. There is so much more to you. As the ancestors connect with you and you seek to do these things, light a candle or just have a conversation. Give back to the culture through sacrifice. And yes, I am your cultural queen of everything. Always coming to you every Freedom Friday, offering limitless blessings to you and yours. Reminding you that even the wealthiest person who runs a business is using the very thing you're holding in your hand. A phone. You can start your business. Drop shipping, e-commerce. There's so many ways to do affiliate marketing. PLR. It starts with you. And if you ever need the queen of everything, Queen Sunny Honey, hit me up on my website. Click the link. And there are plenty of books in my library. I offer a collection to you. If you would like a consultation, a connection, let's get with me. Hit me up and we can Zoom in the room. Connected to high net worth individuals has become a niche for me for the last 5 years. Using other people's money, honey. Colonizers cost. Karma is so beautiful. When you meet these people in these opportunities this time around, you don't have to like be all needy looking, you know. You're just prepared with your business plan, your pitch. And you're aligned with the ancestors. There are a couple pygmies on the other team that they're just begging you to pick them to cleanse the karma, to adjust and align, because the ancestors, their energy never dies. You have an army of supporting angels and warriors in the spirit realm as well as the natural. Don't you ever forget it. As we close out Black History Month, limitless blessings to you and yours. So much love and abundance. And right now, I'm attracting the affection, the love, and the money, honey. Same to you and yours. So, as we march on, pun intended, the March Madness that is ahead of us in the month of March. I tell you to march on, honey. The March Madness and everything, you tell that mountain to be moved and march on, 2021. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Queen Sunny Honey and Freedom Friday. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. And until next week, do bye-bye, boo.